Welcome in, kingly brothers and heroic husbands from around the planet. Welcome to this new episode of the Be the Husband She Brags About podcast. This is the one podcast where everything we do, we say, we express aims to support you. Yes, you become the marriage transforming hero of your relationship. In this episode, we're talking about the greatest mistake improving husbands make on their journey to marital kinship. You can't avoid this. It's one of these uncomfortable, nasty, unavoidable experiences that is an inherent part of your path from going from being the struggling husband that was never seeing, you know, hearing or helping his wife feel safe, etc., 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 to being the absolute king. And hey, the road to kingship is the road to self-mastery, so it never ends. But on that road to being a better husband, you will have this uncomfortable experience with your queen many times. So it serves you, it serves your queen, it serves your self-esteem to expect it, come to know that it's an inherent part, and be able to play with it wisely. I want to touch base with you and like really reveal within yourself the answers to these questions. Have you ever found yourself thinking, for every two steps forward, it seems like we go three steps backwards? I'm talking specific to your marriage transformation, assuming that you've been listening in to the podcast for a little bit of time and you're putting the work in. Do you ever find yourself thinking, I'm putting in all this work, but she seems like she never sees what it is I'm doing. She never sees my progress. So what's the point? Why the fuck am I continually doing this, grinding out day after day? There's many other ways of thinking inside like this that puts into doubt all the work you're doing, puts into doubt from the way she's reacting, can put into doubt all the work that you're doing, all this effort, all this time, all this dedication. These phrases that I'm speaking about, why I bring them forward, is like these are some of the most common phrases I hear in heroic husbands men's circles. Definitely in the beginning, this question, why am I bothering? Why am I putting all this work in? You know, she's seeing my progress, and then unleashes. And that is the pattern all marriage transformation heroes experience. So along the way, the powerful, badass, born kings, kings that were born and like your entire life you accept your masculine soul. Why you listen in here is, you know, what I'm speaking to and what your heart and soul knows, it's truth. It's true for you, true for me, and my belief is true for every man, is our masculine soul is here for enlightenment, is here to embody radical freedom, and extreme ownership is the road to that. So you have the power and the humility to accept that your queen has wounds. You have the power and the capacity to accept her wounds are triggered by you. And within this unique approach, which is so incredibly effective, you stop blaming her. And you claim extreme ownership for your part in this dance. You know, this is a reminder of the foundational point that we make here again and again and again. You know your body is sending out a message that is constantly evoking a response. And from there, you know and accept that if the response ain't so nice that you're evoking in her body, in her nervous system, you know that you've got to take a good look in the mirror. And you're doing it. Because you're a badass. You're a one in a fucking million man that says, hey, I'm going to take this on the chin. I'm going to go to town with this. I'm going to start becoming aware. I'm going to practice. I'm going to journal. I'm going to do whatever is necessary to get my shit in order. So you own your shit, you get curious, you express your truth, things improve. You're getting a grip of what presence means, things are improving, you're appreciating her, things are improving, things are going good, and your mind is like, hey, we can do this. Not only can we do this, we're fucking doing this. It's like, go, yeah, man. Your queen starts softening into trusting you. Times are good, you know, the body, The message your body is sending out, it's evoking a response. She's trusting you. She's feeling safe. She's softening. The feminine, when they feel safe, they soften. The smile comes back, a glow on the face. Might even start saying really nice things. She might even tell you that she's noticing. She appreciates, you know, the new you, the work you're doing. It's like the acknowledgements start coming your way and you're feeling good. And then, I put on the "and then" voice because it hits us like a fucking brick train. A freight train just smashes into our bodies and, I don't know, just fucking paints our body on the railway track in front of us. Because then what happens is she unleashes an attack on you. And it seems like it comes from nowhere. It's like things are going good, going good, going good. And boom, the volcano just erupts. And in classic feminine fashion, she says things like, "Oh, you're always like this. I'm never safe around you." She starts using like the words "always" and "never" in terms where you just want to fuck an English dictionary at her and go, "Hey, would you actually learn what those words mean? Because it's not fucking always and it's not never. That's crap. Your whole mind, you know you've been working your ass off to be a better husband by owning your shit. You know that for the last 2 weeks, 2 months, whatever, she's actually been complimenting you. She's been acknowledging you. She's been happier. And then all of a sudden she comes out with this tsunami of negativity, of criticism, of, and you're there wondering, what the fuck? You feel rage build up inside of yourself. You're like this, you're being hard done by in this moment. She's ignoring your progress and you feel indignant about it. You deserve to be seen for how far you've come. That's what you're feeling on the inside. And there's a part validity in that. But here she goes again, speaking like nothing has changed. I know in my own path, guys, when I started doing the work and implementing my beginning path of what I now teach you so explicitly, I got infuriated by it. And when this happens, and it will happen if you're putting in the work, because when you start putting in the work and you really engage with what I propose as powerful ideas here, you will turn the tide. Her nervous system, your body will be sending out a message that will evoke a response of trust, a response of she'll feel inspired to soften, she'll feel safer. It will happen. Tons of guys, I get emails, I get messages coming in. I get it more explicitly, clearly, with one-on-one clients and members of Heroic Husbands Men's Circles, but it happens. So you have two options. And I'd say heaven or hell come from our choices. I just remind you of that. Heaven or hell in your lived experience comes from the choices. Again, I will underline, I'm not going to tell you what to do. Do what the fuck you want, man. You're a sovereign being if, you know, you want to go with whatever. But I'm going to simplify it here. Masculine beings, I like simplifying in it. There's either that option or that option. You know, when we have 10,000 options, it's hard to choose. Let's go binary on this. One of two options you have is, you can go with the most common thing that comes up. Definitely in my nervous system, I know, guys, it's so infuriating, but it's like the what the fuck response. It's like things have been good, we're going good, it's a couple of weeks, a couple of months, whatever, everything has been good, and then, well, like, what the fuck is this? I'm going to say that that is the boy bitch response in you, it's the boy bitch response in me. You know, and the voice, what does the voice inside of you want to scream? It's like, have you not seen the good boy I've been recently? It's even like boyish, the response. It's like, I've been a good boy. I've been doing fucking better. And the tricky thing in this, it's very valid. But the point is, it's not effective to go with that. And you start arguing your human experience. And she's trying desperately to be seen, heard, and safe in her experience. And it's right versus wrong. It's like, ugh. You know how it ends. It ain't pretty. And it doesn't work ultimately. She's pissed. She's in the storm. And if you join that storm with your storm, well, then nobody is playing the masculine pole and it all goes to shit. Again, I'm not arguing with the validity of your thinking, with the validity of your frustration of, hey, you have been grinding it out. And I know you guys are. You have been working hard. You have been appreciating. You have been showing up in presence. You have been more diligent and aware around the house. You have been doing what you say you're going to do, etc., etc. All these key skills and consciously practiced and embodied characteristics of kingship, you've been doing it. I'm not here to invalidate the frustration and, you know, that desire in you to have that scene. All I'm going to say is, like, if you keep bombarding that front and center as in, like, oh, but see me, it just goes to shit. Somebody needs to play the masculine pole, and hey, that's your role. So let's go to point number two. I would say this is the response of the heroic husband, of the king in you. And we do have two different elements in us, yeah? The boy bitch, you know, some of you might have be comfortable with the term ego or your persona. It's the mask. Remember, oh, it's my personality. You start arguing for your personality like it's yourself. But persona, which births the word personality, merely means mask. It's the mask that you conjured up when you were younger. Whatever it is, boy, bitch, energy, that's one part of you. It's not your authentic, real self. It's this mask that you created to navigate a lot of pain and suffering when nobody was taking you by the hand growing up. An ingenious device of your developing nervous system to create it, but it's not who you truly are. Point number two is kingship. Remembering in kingship, you know, it's the kingship is all about coming to consciousness. I remember Viktor Frankl said, and he discovered and he put words to it and developed logotherapy, therapy of meaning in life. And he said that there is one point inside of us beyond which nobody can ever take control. And it's that deep, deep point inside where we can choose how we respond to any stimulus, any life event. We get to choose. Nobody can ever take that over from us. So stimuli of life, your queen, she's, you know, things are going good, and then boom, she explodes onto the scene. Consciousness, the masculine practice is accessing consciousness, which is witnessing, and which consciously chooses to take a different response. Sit and listen to, well, you can obviously be running, jogging, driving, whatever you're doing, but listen in to what a potential different approach can be, which validates your human experience, but welcomes you into opening with beginner's mindset to a different approach, one of which can be infinitely more effective. And feel into your nervous system, you know, can you feel the simplicity of it? So beyond option number one, the boy, bitch, what the fuck response. Number two, the heroic husband response. You silently acknowledge within yourself how much progress you've been making. You're a king. And you know that kings are self-validating beings. They're comfortable in their own skin. You practice that. You're like, I'm doing good. If she's not seeing it, that's okay. I'm seeing it. And you breathe into that and you're grounded. She's pissed and is speaking in grand, hurting feminine truths, as I said before, you know, always and never, like she has no idea what the words actually mean. Instead of taking these personal, you're breathing deep, spacious, your posture is grounded, it's open, you're facing her, you're embracing the storm. As you chuckle inside at how humorous the feminine is with words when stuck in an emotional storm. Deep inside, you consciously remind yourself her integrity practice is being true to her emotions, not her words. She is in integrity. This is conscious masculine and feminine relating. When you do this, you know you're in the driving seat. You're becoming the mountain in the storm. Because you know what's being asked of you by her provoking you, by her testing. Her feminine testing is what she's doing now. She's testing you. She's challenging you to see how truly grounded you are. Because the better you get, the better you better get. Because the better you get as a husband, the better you get in your communication, the better you get in your consistency of presence practice, the better you get at actually being in integrity with your word. Remember, masculine practice, doing what you say you're going to do. The softer she gets, the more safe she feels, and the more at risk she is, because she's now, because of how you're showing up, she's dropping her guard. And that's raw, that's vulnerable. And why she's challenging you, this is like an age-old masculine-feminine dance. The feminine challenge is, she's challenging you to see how still are you in the intensity of the storm. How trustworthy and safe are you actually? So we've had two good weeks, so fucking what? Here's a challenge. So we've had 2 months, so fucking what? Here's a storm. How safe am I around you? You know what is being asked of you in this moment? It's mountain mode. She needs her mountain in the storm to ground her and reconnect with you. She's needing you to find your masculine pole. This is your response. You breathe deep. You hold space for your own inner wounding, for your own blame thoughts, your own shame thoughts. You breathe even deeper. You hold space for your own anger, your own rage, your own frustration, the irritatedness of your nervous system in that moment, but you hold strong. You breathe even deeper. Your posture is still. You're in mountain mode. The person who is breathing the deepest and has the most grounded stillness in their posture, with their eyes meeting the other person with calmness, with a loving, soft gaze, that is the masculine pole. You see, she's blind to your recent progress inside. You take this on the chin. You accept that King's most sacred role is holding space for the wounds of their kingdom. It's your sacred role to bear this pain, to carry this cross. You know deep down she's not insulting you. She's actually honoring your power to step into kingship, and she expects nothing less from you because her devotional love is expressed in that way. Her ancestral lineage knows, test him. He's able for the job. He must come into his fullest power. She's not only honoring you in your role in what is an opportunity and setting the stage for your greatest power, your greatest embodied consciousness to come true, but she's honoring her sacred role in doing so, in setting the challenge to you unapologetically. And in your acknowledgement of your anger and the blaming thoughts inside of you, you shift a level deeper and you consciously choose not to air them, but you ask, what am I not taking extreme ownership of in this situation? Now, this is the tricky bit here. If your recent practice has been impeccable, you may draw a blank about what you need to take extreme ownership of. And it's a real key trap for guys when they get going, when they have deep work, they're doing it. Because your mind, a part of your mind says, I'm drawing blank. It's like I'm not at fault here. I have been impeccable the last 2 weeks, 2 months. I'm in the good. This is just bullshit. This is irrational bullshit. And that boy bitch part of your mind in that moment, if you're not aware, can and does try to flood your entire nervous system. And this is the crucial mistake I witness every man, including myself, that's why I can spot it so well, makes on his path to claiming extreme ownership in marriage. The greatest mistake is forgetting the unconscious boy bitch bullshit you bombarded her nervous system with for years, even decades. Leading up to this moment, yes, acknowledge your 2 weeks of getting your shit together, your 2 months. Even myself, I've a number of years getting my shit together. Acknowledge that. However, it's essential, the practice of kingship is extreme ownership. And it's extreme ownership of every single thought you have birthed in your relationship together. Every single way of talking you've had with her all the years along. And every single way you've been taking action with her. Thinking, talking and taking action. They are the karmic links, the karmic bridges between your nervous system and her nervous system. What happens, and I really want all of you, because this is a particularly deep approach. It's exceptionally effective when you really sincerely take it to your heart. But because it is so effective, what comes out, you need to get clear with the mechanism of this so you can remain with heroic humility, being the mountain in the storm, that when this kickback comes, when you know this mechanism, you can remain safe for yourself and for your queen, truly being the mountain in this storm. As you truly get your shit together, being more emotionally safe to be around, one important thing is sure to happen. Your queen's nervous system will soften and feel safe to let all resentment flow through. It will seem like she's attacking the present day you. Her words, if you go literal with them, they will be attacking the present day you. This is the trap. See it for what it is. This is your masculine practice. If you've truly been doing brilliant recently, then don't take it personal. Don't get caught in the fight of, no, but that's unfair. That's untrue what you're saying. I'm not always. It's untrue to say that I'm never on time. Whatever is that rational duel, you know, dueling with swords of rationality. You say one thing, she says another thing. You say, she answers. It's all this reactive bullshit. That's a feminine storm, both sides. When you get involved in that, that rationality drives conflict, drives disconnection. Your improvements allow her heal and reveal the painful clouds that have been suffocating her heart. Guys, intermittently, when it seems like out of nowhere, it's not out of nowhere, or if it's out of her shadow, it's out of the recesses of her mind. There have been hundreds and thousands of times when she has had to repress and suppress her pain, her hurt, her anxiety, her fears, her sadness to remain in any bit of connection with you. There is not one of you that is an exception to this. Now, again, of course, you can hide out. Boy, bitch, come into town. Hey, it's all her wounds predating me. When you got down on one knee, when you said to death do us part, whatever words you said, when you marry her, you marry all of her. And the king's role, the only part of kingship is, I'm marrying all of you. I accept all of you. My work, my inner work is to do whatever is necessary that my nervous system can accept, can love all of you, can be with all of you. There's never one moment when you're not enough for me or you're too much for me. I am a fucking mountain in your storm. I can be a mountain in the storms of my wounds, of my woman. You are my woman. You are my wife and my world. Masculine practice is to practice relaxing and becoming still, becoming a mountain in the face of any intensity, the storm. Because your practice is so good, because your intentional improvements are so good, her nervous system is now feeling safe around you to slowly but surely unstick, to thaw. It's from trauma-informed wisdom. Trauma gets stuck in the nervous system, gets frozen in the nervous system. And when you are safe and humorous and loving and intentional and present around her and paying attention to her and you're having fun and laughing with the kids and you are lighting up the space, the environment with your heart, with your love, and it's like you've just reawakened yourself. A part of that process is you will draw out pain and resentment and wounding that remain in recesses of your queen's nervous system. It's a good sign. Ironically, it's a good sign. It's a positive sign because you love her, right? So in loving her, and love is an active, love, it's there, it's not there. Love is not a fucking noun. It's a verb. You actively love her. This is the moment. This is like the Kobe Bryant. It's fucking go time. There's some point you just have to get the fuck over yourself. That getting over yourself, you just got to get over that boy bitch energy that wants to make everything personal. Poor me. Poor you, my ass. It's your divine opportunity to step into kingship, to hold space for your own wounds, to step powerfully beyond the protective pathways from your childhood and your nervous system of hiding behind blaming and shaming and shut the fuck up and hold space for her human experience. A powerful way to move forward with this, and I'm suggesting this as words, but you know, speak your authentic version of this. The words that come through me is like, baby, I realize my old self showed up for years in ways that hurt and upset you in deep ways. I'm sorry for this. If I could go back and undo all the hurt I've caused your heart, I would. It grieves me to see how intensely challenging your emotional experience has been around me. It really does. How can I support you more in this moment? So you clean the plate of your past. You don't get into a rational argument whether it's like, hey, it was like, I'm good in this moment and in the past. You tactfully acknowledge the load that her nervous system has had to take on with you in the past. You clean the plate. You know the plate metaphor here. You will never accept you can have a 5-star, beautifully world-class served dinner in front of you, but if the plate is dirty, you will never accept that. You clean the plate of your nervous system. You clean it for the previous 10 years, 20 years, you mechanistically, because hey, this is where the rationale, the king takes ownership of the mechanism. You know, okay, you know, we're going good, progress, feeling better, and you listen to this episode, you now know going forward, it's like, boom, it's go time. This is a reveal of an old resentment. This is a reveal of pain and suffering that she has been carrying, and she just needs to let this out. This is a beautiful moment. This is a healing moment. This is a revealing moment, and you witness her. You don't work against her. You don't work against the human experience of what she is emotionally revealing to you. You don't get caught up in a to and fro of rationalization of the words she's using. She's being true to the emotional charge that is coming through her in that moment. You are a fucking king. You hold space for those emotions, letting her know she's perfect as she is. She's never too much for you. You are truly the embodied mountain in her storm. And from there, you come back to reconnection. From there, she starts feeling she's safe around you. From there, whatever few details might need to be tidied up will become tidied up. You let her know, I'm here, baby. I'm not going anywhere. Your entire body is communicating you're not going anywhere. Your words are there. I'm fully here, baby. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not moving anywhere until we're fully connected. You get curious about her. Hey, what's really life? And hey, in the midst of it all, she might have some juicy feedback, and maybe your clate wasn't as tidy. Maybe your practice wasn't as impeccable in the last couple of days. Maybe you were stuck in boy bitch energy, you know, sort of thinking, oh, I have arrived. You know, we've had 2 weeks, 2 months, 3 months, whatever, of good times. Maybe you let the ball slip. Very often that will have happened. Remain humble. Remain open. The king is always pulsating, looking, searching, getting excited that there's an opportunity in the moment where he can grow, where he can learn more about his own mind, his own body, and how it quite often unwittingly bastardizes the connection that's available and his queen's nervous system. Your queen's nervous system is like this horrifically truthful mirror that mirrors back your state of consciousness or not. Coming into landing, guys, can you feel the difference between the going with the what the fuck boy bitch, you know, starting arguing, have you not seen, you're denying my progress, you're not seeing me, I can't believe you're criticizing me, blah blah blah, and you start arguing with her. Can you feel? Can you feel? It doesn't even have to be hypothetical, because I know, like me, all of you have had moments when you've argued with her. You've argued and you tried to drag her attention to see where you're progressing, and she's in queen mode going, I couldn't give a fuck about your progress. You're an asshole in this moment. You're not present. You're not taking extreme ownership. Extreme ownership for 40 days, 40 nights doesn't fucking matter if in the last 40 seconds you're completely unpresent. It's queen mode. When you take this on as a game, as a spiritual game, going at any given moment, she's the greatest gift in your reality, because she has her nervous system, when she's in full flow, has that capacity to penetrate through your hardness, your bullshit, your rationale, your black and whiteness, your, you know, unconscious, toxic, self-righteous sort of opinions. She has that capacity to gift you. So, honor your progress yourself. Be a self-validating king, knowing that you take complete ownership of validating yourself, filling your own sails. That's, we support each other in Heroic Husbands men's circles. The guys validate each other. They're like, hey man, you know, fist pumps and high fives virtually, and guys meeting up in person to say, hey man, I see you. I see your progress. That's amazing. You're total king. Fucking, you know, you're knocking it out of the park. Well fucking done. Because from that, filling your tank with validation, with feeling seen, heard, and safe with a bunch of brothers, you're supported. Your nervous system is fully supported in preparation for the moment when your queen needs you most, when your family needs you most, and the next seven generations coming afterwards needs you to show up. No matter where you are, guys, in your marital journey today, no matter where you are in your inner world journey today, I acknowledge you. I validate you. Like I'm looking direct into your eyes, brother. I love you. You're an awesome human being. This is an atypically deep conversation. It's atypically deep because my entire intention, the intention of this growing movement, the Heroic Husbands Men's Circle, that's growing, there's 30 guys in, 3 groups full, next wave, you know, it's growing more and more and more. The entire intention is to become the most positively influential leaders on the planet. You are that powerful. But it's an atypically deep conversation that takes an atypically deep commitment to go this deep. But as a result, the results that you gain are atypically fucking awesome, amazing, and it will have your queen looking into your eyes, knowing you are the single greatest healing presence on the planet. You're the most trustworthy, loving man she ever could have the honor to play out this beautiful game of life with. and your kids the same. In perfect alignment with the mantra of our movement, better husbands today, better world tomorrow. Go have an amazingly beautiful kingly day.